Good morning to you, sir.
Right.
What have you been reading for us?
Just before I tell you what I've been reading, how would you like to be called a seasick ferret?
Oh, well, not very much, but thanks for that. Well, someone's probably done it somewhere online. But anyway.
Dear old Barbara. My name is Barbara.
Oh, this is Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. 1,000 pages.
Yes.
And I read every single one of them.
Right.
So, wonderful autobiography.
What's it called, please? Let's
get
this out.
My name is Barbara. It's just magic, you know, because you think of what that woman achieved and still does. She's still around. She has won every single award in every single area, including Best Actress. Hello, Dolly. Yentl, where she didn't get on terribly well with her co-star, and I won't name him, but he used to go and sulk because she wouldn't sleep with him. Now, that sounds if I'm gossiping. I'm not at all. This is all
it sounds like situation
account.
Normal, frankly. But
well,
anyway,
exactly. But what I loved about this book, Catherine, is her tenacity.
Yeah.
She was brought up by a mother who was increasingly jealous of her when she started getting successful and used to send Barbara, when she was in her teens, she used to send all the bad reviews about her singing in the nightclubs and so on. Big breakthrough, Liberace saw her at one of the clubs and asked her to front his show in Las Vegas. So before she was even 20, she was starting. You know, and everybody.
A star was born.
And then you got the first woman, young woman, to be on the cover of Time, you know. And then if you list it, anyway, what I'm excited about is the fact that it's a big book, it's not apologising, and she doesn't spare, but it's written 10 years it took her, and it's written with a beautiful humanity and understanding.
Okay, so do we learn things about her, and do we learn things about the people in her life? This isn't a gloss over.
It's not a sort of hagiography. It's a beautifully sensitive. She doesn't put people down. She does get a bit angry, not angry, but about the fact that she's a woman and she has to make all the running. And so that's what she does. And she used a technique. If she didn't get away, she'd say, well, look, I'll lower my fee that I'm getting for the performance so that I can have complete artistic control. You learn a hell of a lot about her family, and it's not always as pleasant as we would like, but the actual the sort of looks that she had was so... She was told she'd never make it unless she got a nose job. I mean, come on. I mean, that's sort of personal, sort of vindictive. And yet there's no bitterness there. It's just fact after fact saying, what about Funny Girl? Can I tell you about Funny Girl? Because she made a huge hit for that in Broadway in 64, I think. I was lucky enough to see that show with her in London in 66. And I will never forget that performance. I can't remember all of it, but I replayed a 68 version of My Man the other day. And her originality, her making it feel fresh, helped me burst into tears. All 50 years later, on the same song, My Man, she sang several big hits, The Way We Were, the film she, you know. So time and time again, I kept stopping just to gather breath at the sheer energy, the sheer perspicacity. And, of course, she was, I think it was Jane Campion. She didn't have a... That was the distance between Yentl and Hello, Dolly, and now. So if you don't... Can't afford $80. If you can't afford,
there's the library.
Go
get it on
to
reserve
the library
now.
If you've still got one, and get that book out.
Well, she's certainly charging for the 10 years, $85.
Yeah.
My Name is Barbara is by Barbara Streisand. It's published by Century. Ralph, thanks very much for the review.
Thank you.